Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, and God bless you. What a blessing it is to be here with you once again here on the Stars of Heaven Network 22, and to be here to celebrate the new month of May. And what a blessing it is to have crossed over into this new month, this new solar, and I am excited as well as honored to announce that the Brides of Christ Women's Ministries montage is trending now. So you are free to go check it out at bridesofchrist.org. And what a way to conclude my retreat that I've been on for the past 30 days. And I'm so excited to be back with you once again, rested and restored and full of joy to minister this beautiful offering in celebration of mothers and flowers. And this is 2.2 in honor of the year 2022. And I love when I minister in the month of May, because it is a time of renewal, refreshing. It's a time that the earth becomes alive with singing as a result of the rains, and it's all things new, and those things that need to be washed away is done so by the rain upon the earth, as well as the rain of God, the rain of Christ in our hearts. So welcome. Thank you for joining your hostess, Lisa Marie, foundress and president of Brides of Christ Women's Ministries, and your host is here on Stars of Heaven Network 22. And I'm just giddy. I'm just really giddy right now, because I'm excited about this offering, which celebrates divine femininity. And I love speaking and talking about womanhood, because I am a woman. And God created me in his image and his likeness, and took me from the rib of Adam. And so I am excited today to declare my mantra that being a woman is a gift that I get to unveil every day. I'm more than a gender, but a lady. Hallelujah. And I keep my universe around flowing by love. That's the axle that I run on, the axle that keeps me charged is love, 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 love. So I'm excited to declare that today and celebrate you, my sisters, mothers, aunts, nieces, nephews, grandmothers. And this offering is dedicated to my mom and to my grandmother and all the women who are longer here, including my twin sister. And I'm just honored to minister this month. And I'm so excited to minister the premiere broadcast, which is always a blessing because it's the foundation in which I will be ministering everything the Lord has opened up to me for you. So I'm going to go right into the offering. And I'm going to start by acknowledging and celebrating the month of May, because May is a month that, again, represents rebirth and blossoming. And May's offering, and upon May's arrival, the earth and its inhabitants, which is you and I, experience the rebirthing of the creation of God. And that's so exciting. And that creation and rebirthing is not just in the earth realm by way of times and seasons, but it's also by way of the new birth of Christ that's within us, being born again of the water and the Spirit, having the new nature, which is now after Christ Jesus. Now, I celebrate this renewal as well as this refreshing in honor of our Blessed Mother Mary, who is the elect lady along with her children. And I was excited about that because right now what we really need is that nourishing of true mothers, the essence of the mother who nourishes, who protects. And our Blessed Mother, who is the new Eve, has many names. And in this offering, I wanted to honor her and celebrate her in the few names that really represent this offering, one being the Elect Lady, the other being the Mother of the Church of Christ. She's the Mother of the Church. She's the mystical rose, the mystical rose. That means the mystery of how she stays preserved, how she stays feminine, despite the things that she endured in her life, things that she witnessed, even with her own son. So the mystical rose is one that speaks of the mystery of the rose and how it keeps its beauty. And I love that on this month. Now, our Blessed Mother is also the queen of natural, of the natural, and a preserver of flowers, both natural and spiritually so. And she is also called the most beautiful because she is the mystical or hidden rose, and this gives her her mystique and her mystery, as well as reveal who she is by way of her deity. And that's something that we can all glean from her being not just our mother, but just being a lady, just being in divine feminine, understanding her essence and her attributes. It's something we all can learn from and glean from. And she's so available and so ready for us to call upon her and embrace her. Now, another thing that I wanted to share about her being the queen and preserver of flowers is that she also represents the queen of heaven, being the queen of heaven. And in the month of May, I'm excited to just share some things from scripture, as well as share some personal testimonies and of things that I have learned and grown to understand in my femininity, in my womanhood, and which is always growing, always evolving. And I love that about growth. I love that about being in the feminine expression. God created me in the beauty of his love. And it's really a blessing to have that expressed in Christ Jesus. Now, just so you know, I'm reading from my Facebook page. So if you can open up another window, if you can read along with me, I've posted the contents of the offering here on my Facebook post. And so the thing that I love about understanding the heart of the spring season, which we're in now, is that it gives us a time to reflect the perfect, extraordinary essence of being a mother, if you're a mother, or experiencing a mother's love, along with flowers, because flowers represent our nature as women. And I'm reminded of a scripture that says to the husband to love your wife as unto the weaker vessel. Not saying she is, but as unto, because we are flowers and we are delicate. And that's something that we should always strive to manifest in our personality, in our attributes, in our essence as a woman. It's a beautiful thing to be strong and to be bold, but it's the meek and quiet spirit, which is of great price in the sight of God. And so flowers, not just the rose, but all flowers are an expression of God's beauty and his creation. And so are we, because we all are different. And that was the inspiration in me birthing Brides of Christ Women's Ministries, because it's truly one bride, but many expressions. So I really celebrate your expression as a woman, your essence as a woman, and just who you are, and knowing who you are at every stage of your life. And that's the beautiful thing, is to allow the Holy Spirit, allow yourself that room to grow and to discover who you are, and most importantly, to be celebrated for who you are. Now, I want to share a scripture with you that speaks to flower essence of mothers. And it comes from Isaiah, the 61st chapter, the 10 through 11 verse. And here Isaiah says and declares, "I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he had clothed me with the garments of salvation. He had covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decked himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorned herself," meaning the bride of Christ, "with jewels." Hold on 1 second, "Decked herself with jewels, for as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causes the things that are sown into it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all nations." And that is so beautiful, because this scripture, he was declaring that now's the time for us to be clothed with not just the garments of salvation, but to be crowned and given the robe of righteousness, which represents sealing, which represents elevation, completion, adornment, mantling. And again, he gives the illustration as a bridegroom decking himself with ornaments, which is, again, like a groom when he's preparing to get married and wed his wife. He decks himself. He has tuxedo on and all that good stuff. And this illustration just speaks to God's crowning and that which is now beginning to bud based on what we sow. And that's all we're in your garden, in my garden. Hallelujah. And he says it shall spring forth. And so the Lord God will cause righteousness. That means I don't have to make myself righteous. I don't have to earn God's love. I don't have to earn anything. It's freely given to me. And the result of what he causes shall be what? Praise. And it's to spring forth before what? All nations. That means it will be seen before the whole world. And that's everything that God does. Everything God does, he put it on display. He wants it to be seen. That's why he said, we're a city set on a hill that cannot be hid. Hallelujah. Now, the thing about May's birth flower is that it represents the rose called, or the flower called the Lily of the Valley. And again, we see our Blessed Mother was one who understood being the lily in the valley, Jesus being the lily of the valley, the flower that grew from concrete, the flower that yet is preserved regardless of what it goes through. And the lily, it represents divine femininity, pure femininity, and that's exactly what God represents in his essence. It was everything is pure and good. And that's why the scripture says, every good and perfect gift coming down from the Father of lights. Now, the thing that I love about understanding on how to glean from my Blessed Mother is following her example. And her example was a simple yes. Hallelujah, a simple yes. Her yes and her obedience restored us to the garden, paradise, in the cool of the day. And that's really important for you to understand as we experience the rebirthing, as we are, as the replenishers in the earth, understand that our yes and our obedience to God will bring back into cooperation, collaboration, and restore not only just the order, but the rhythms of the times and seasons in which we live in. That's very important to note and to know. In the cool of the day. That means being in peace, being at rest, not always going through something, always going through a temptation. That means not being in trial and error. In the cool of the day means being at peace, having confidence. And that's the thing that, and one of the attributes that a virtuous woman has in her life. Although I might go through some things. The peace of God is there to surpass our understanding. It's the peace of God that will keep my heart and mind in Christ Jesus. So in this offering, I'm really excited to celebrate not just only the women in the Bible, but celebrate the women that and my mother and remembrance of women in my life who have been an example of going through, keeping the word of his patience despite what they go through. And that's something that we learn by way of being purged. That's something we learn by way of patience. That's something we learn by way of the fruit of the Spirit. And that's something we learn by yielding to the Lord. Something we learn by just surrendering to his will. Now, I also wanted to include 1 Peter and Proverbs 31. 1 Peter, the first chapter, the 22nd through the 25th verse, Peter was given the instruction to the bride of Christ in writing to the church. And in his exhortation, he says in the 22nd verse, seeing you have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. See that you love one another with a pure heart, fervently being born again, not of the corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the word of God. So he was saying that, again, our obedience to God is through truth, through Spirit. Without condition. Unframed means without condition, without restraints. And this is all, we're able to do that based on the verse first. Sing, ye have purified your soul. Purify your soul we do that by what? Prayer, fasting, confessing our sins daily, asking for forgiveness, repentance. He says, you confess your sins. I'm just able to forgive you and to cleanse you of all unrighteousness. We have a great high priest to do that. So we don't have to feel guilty or feel condemned about anything that we do because God knows. And again, everything that Peter is declaring here is by what? Love. Love, love, love. Love one another with a pure heart, firmly, by what? Being born again. Because when we love people out of our own conscience, out of our own will, we fail. Having our spirits and our hearts born again by way of the water of the Spirit, by the blood of Jesus, we can forgive by the love of Christ. And that means what? We won't hold unforgiveness. We won't hold bitterness. We won't hate. We'll love. And he goes on to say by what? Not by the corruptible seed, not by the old Adam, not by the old Eve, but by the uncorruptible, by the word of God. Because we're renewed by what? The word of God. Which liveth and abideth forever. Which live and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of the grass. This is, again, an example he's giving of the earth and of God's creation. And again, everything God spoke in the word of God, he declared it and gave example by what he created, and that's by everything. Yeah, animal kingdom, crystal kingdom, everything. That's why he said, let everything in his breath praise the Lord. Which liveth and abideth forever, for all flesh is grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of the grass withered and the flower faded away. But the word of the Lord endured forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Hallelujah. Preached unto you. And he said, how can you hear? How can you hear without a preacher? How can you preach unless it be sent? And he that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. So that means we have to be mature. It's time to get mature. Have the full corn in the ear. And that comes by process. And you can't skip that by the works of the flesh, by mimicking, copying, competition. It doesn't work that way. We want to have true growth, true maturity, which only comes by being born again of the water and the Spirit. Now, the last scripture I'm going to share with you before I close is Proverbs 31, the 29th through the 31st verse. And I love, 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 love this scripture because this is like the cherry on top. This is like the icing on the cake. And this is the thing that I so love about being a woman, that it's not just about the outward appearance and about just my attributes, our attributes of our sexuality and all that powerful, wonderful stuff and things that we have that God has given us. But truly having God's favor by way of his love, knowing that being a virtuous woman comes by being a son and being by a daughter. And that's what he says here. Many daughters have done virtuously. Thou exceeded them all. He goes on to say that favor is deceit and beauty is vain. But a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. He says, give her the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gate. That means that my hands, what I do, will speak. Don't hold back. Give her the fruit of her hands. So, and say, let her own works praise in the gates. My own works will praise me. God will be glorified with our works and our deeds because we work diligently with our hands. And where we put our hands to is blessed. Whatever I do is blessed. It multiplies. And I'm excited about that because God has favored it. and God has favored you. So I tell you, I'm really excited to have come in and share the premiere broadcast with you, and I look forward to sharing more with you in the month of May. I know this week is going to go quickly because Sunday is Mother's Day, and I plan on being with my family, so I will post one or two scriptures on, but I'm just looking forward to celebrating Mother's Day with my family and being celebrated and everything that I do in life and everything that I share with you in my offerings, it's about celebration because no man knows the hour or the time. So we need to love each other and celebrate each other while we can. And most important, we need to celebrate and love ourselves, which is the law of God, the law of Christ. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, thy mind, and soul, and strength, and love thy neighbor as thyself, which means you can't love your neighbor unless you love yourself. So it starts with you. God bless. Peace, blessed, and much love. And I will speak with you soon.